All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Frank and Hobbo in studio, and we have on the line former Cavalier great Billy McMullen. And Billy, I think Frank's got an offensive line question for you.
So, Billy, they've reshuffled the offensive line a little bit. Some guys graduated. They lost, a couple of players that actually had pretty strong careers. But now some new players seem to be stepping up. Jack English at left tackle. Jack McDonald, Mooney, I think Filer, however you pronounce him, is getting some minutes. And, of course, Eric Smith and Jackson Mateo have been pretty regular. And Evan Butts is playing H-back, but he lines up on the end of the line of scrimmage, so he's a small tight end. Last two games, no sacks.
Right.
And so, go ahead.
Yeah, so the O-line and the O-line and defensive line is always going to be the most important positions on the field. You know, they always say win the war up front. Coaches said, players said, we got to win the war up front. And guys like Jack English and Eric Smith are now starting to get the rest of those guys to gel together to become not just individuals out there blocking, but understanding the entire blocking scheme. And once again, getting really, really comfortable in the system and knowing where to look for the blitz and where the holes might be, and even down to the point where my quarterback might shuffle to as he steps up, or where Smoke might make a move and cut to the right or left. They're starting to get a feel for how it should look, how it should feel. And it's not all on them all per se, mm-hmm. but just like I said, once they start getting a feel for their players around them, the skilled players, they make better decisions. I once heard Dennis Rodman say, he watched Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen shoot, and he can definitely always tell where the ball will come off. And that's why he was so good at getting rebounds. Same thing with the offensive line. If I got a big banging back, I know when he hits that hole, he's not making too many cuts. He's coming straight at me. So I block accordingly. So I think they're starting to get a feel for the skilled players around them, and also the left tackle, right tackle, guys they're playing with up front.
Billy, I just wanted to point out, when I shot the ball, the best place to be was at the bottom of the net. Just get it when it comes out of the net. But
I like it.
But at any rate, any surprises through four games, either disappointments or pleasant surprises that you've seen?
You know what? I always go back to this. It's a new system, a new way of thinking for Virginia football, new players on the field. It's not really a surprise. It's like a gradual process. So, you know, you had a lot of guys and a lot of people jumping ship and say, this sucks, man. Well, I mean, what's going on up there? But for the most part, guys who understand football and understand when the Mendenhall is bringing a new system in and a whole new way of thinking, it should look like this, I believe. But for what we saw on Saturday, there's a glimpse of what it can be with a confident team, confident quarterback, confident skill player. So, like I said, I'm excited.
Well, you know, this modern era of college football is all about scoring, and I tell you what, this offense could lead to a lot of high-scoring affairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if Virginia wins by, 45-41. That doesn't bother me one bit.
Hey,
just
a W, baby.
W
is a W.
All right, Billy.
W is a W. You're right about that. I tell you. You know, and it's cool though. Like I like a high powered offense. It's fun. It's entertaining. You know, and you get a chance to see what you like to do anyway. You see guys catching and running and just playing free ball out there. I like it.
You know what Saturday reminded me of? It's a lot more fun to win.
Always.
It sure helps the tailgating.
Always, and ticket sales.
I agree with you. Well, Billy, thank you for joining us tonight. As always, a terrific visit, and we wish you the best. Give our regards to your family, and we are going to look to maybe bring you back at the end of the season, okay?
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure to be on.
Thank you, Billy. All right, let's talk about the ACC games coming up this week. No Thursday night game, but on Saturday, Miami is at Georgia Tech. At high noon, Notre Dame is plays Syracuse noon. Virginia's at Duke at 12:30. Now, that's the ACC network game.
Yeah, we'll have more about that as we go through the show. Buffalo at Boston College. North Carolina at Florida State. That could be a heck of a game.
Could be a very interesting game. Wake Forest is at NC State. And both coaches need a win there. Marshall is at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is probably still licking their wounds. And then Louisville and Clemson, 8 o'clock on ABC, at night on Saturday.
That's kind of the big game of the weekend. We'll see how good Louisville really is going into Death Valley. Now, Wake Forest, you say they're 4-0, so Coach Clausen is off to a good start down there. But at any rate.
But he needs an ACC win.
Absolutely.
All right. We are going to jump to break. When we come back on the other side, we have UVA head lacrosse coach Lars Tiffany. We're very excited to have him on for the first time tonight. Please stay with us. This is Who's Talking. Mm-hmm.